Arizona has joined a number of other states offering paid sick leave. The new law went into effect last week. By prohibiting retaliation against workers seeking to exercise their rights and mandates regarding unused sick leave, Arizona's law is considered one of the toughest in the nation. Jack Lunsford is the president and CEO of the Arizona Small Business Association and joins us to explain the effect the law is having on businesses in the state. Jack, what impact do you anticipate the paid sick leave mandate having?
I believe that this is the most onerous and most imposing element on Arizona business that we will certainly see in this year and probably in the next several years to come.
Onerous is a pretty strong word because there are going to be a lot of people who will say, explain to me why that's onerous. Because people will say, well, what about shouldn't workers have a chance to actually legitimately take paid sick time?
Absolutely. But the Arizona Small Business Association opposed Proposition 206 primarily on the premise of the mandated employee sick leave provision. It's mandated. And there are not a lot of businesses in the state who mandate that as part of their benefits. It is now a mandated portion of a business's benefit plan. And that applies to any employer who has one employee or more.
One full-time or one employee of any kind?
One employee of any kind, not contracted. Contracted employees are not included in the definition. But an employee, half-time, part-time, temporary, whatever, has the right to earn paid sick leave.
Is there a balance point you'd like to see? Would you have been okay with tweaking of this, but not the full effect that you're talking about?
I think that tweaking it, it would have been something that if parties from within Arizona and those representing business could have been at the table, we'd have had a better product. To that end, when I use the word onerous, it's the record-keeping portion for employers that is onerous, number one. Number two, the employer cannot contest if a person calls and says, you know, I feel like I'm sick today, I'm not coming in. They can't mandate that an employee get someone to replace them in their shift. There cannot be any usage of sick time in any disciplinary action. I mean, it's very, very specific. We don't have time in this segment, but we can go on and on about those elements that are an imposition to business.
So what are some of the questions that the ASB has heard from so far from people who are either employers who are concerned or employers who are thinking, well, I think it's a good idea, but this is going to be hard to implement. What are some of the bigger questions they've had?
When can an employee take sick leave? They can take, it's a very, very broad definition, Steve. It doesn't have to be their own sickness. It can be the sickness of anyone all the way, I think, to a grandparent, what we define is a blood relative. So we should talk about the amount of time that the earned sick leave accrues. So if you're an employer with 15 or more employees, you have to accrue 40 hours in a given year. You can implement that on July the 1st, or you can defer that to January 1st. I don't want to say that's a grace period necessarily. And the employee can carry over those unused hours, or the employer can pay off the employee at the end of their fiscal year. But that creates a problem because if the employer pays them off, the first day afterwards, the employee can not only begin the accrual in their new year, they can take the sick leave, even though it's not fully accrued.
How much does trust come into play here? Because employer and employee, most good employers would want happy workers to whatever extent, so they do a better job, and that can involve various things. How much of this is a basis of employer-employee relationship? How much of that really comes down to this?
We think it's going to strain it a little bit, but at the same time, trust is the issue because if I'm the employee and I call you and say, Steve, I'm not coming in today, and I only call you half an hour in advance, I'm not coming in, I don't feel well. That could be because I had a heck of a weekend. It could be for a variety of reasons. You can't ask.
Jack Lunsford is president and CEO of the Arizona Small Business Association. Jack, thanks for coming in.
Great, Steve. Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Show.